Yeah, Molson Canadian. Fucking Wednesday, boys and girls, and I got a story. Actually, a buddy reminded me on the weekend. He's like, remember like that story you told me? I was like, man, that's like my second best story ever, and I've never told it on the podcast. And like my number one story of all time is when I was in college and Dr. Phil said on the Dr. Phil show that I was a great guy. Like, that will be my claim to fame forever. I was mentioned by name on Dr. Phil. But if you want to listen to that episode, I think it's number 4 in the beginning. But, no, my buddy reminded me of this shit from high school. And he started talking about it. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, why did I never... Goddamn beers. Why did I never tell that story? And then I start to think about it. And I start writing it down, like, everything that happened. I was like... This story would be like a full fucking episode. It would be like 20 fucking minutes. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do it. This is the one and only time I'm going to do this, but it's going to be a one story fucking episode. And I broke it into 3 parts because it's just 3 parts of hell on earth. But let's fucking get her going. So this is a high school story, and I'm sure everybody has some crazy drunk high school stories. You know, oh, we got drunk and it's like, this one's more like chaos. It's just chaos that, like, should have ended up with me and my 2 buddies in jail. But it didn't. So, without further ado, let's fucking get this fired up. Alright, I'm gonna call this episode the Fat Girl Fuckery. Because it was just a lot of fuckery with a fat girl. So, yeah. Alright, so, starts off... I'm going into grade 11. This is like the summer of grade, like going into grade 11. My birthday's in July. So I had a birthday, and just before my birthday, it's like 3 days before my birthday, we were at this buddy's house. And it's like back in 2001, we start to figure out what computer viruses could do. Like we figured out that you could harness the power of a fucking computer virus. So all we did was go on like MSN chat and like ICQ chat. And ICQ is pretty fucking old. For all the old heads out there, fuck yeah, ICQ. For all the fucking young guns, it was a piece of shit app where you could basically just like look up anybody on your computer and like on ICQ in any town. So we start looking people up just like trying to fucking give them viruses. So my 2 buddies are fucking there just like trying to fucking give these people viruses. And I'm like, fuck. Whatever, all of a sudden, like, they gave so many people this virus that all of a sudden one person was like, yo, you just tried to give us a virus. And they're like, holy fuck, like, your computer picked that up? Like, yeah, fuck the fuck. And then they're like, yeah, fuck you, go fuck yourself. And just to let everybody know, this is before cell phones and shit. So, like, this is all from, like, a fucking desktop computer. So my buddies, like, just fuck off and, like, they stop talking to this fucking person. So I'm like, oh, I'm all fucking bored and drunk. I start talking to her. And it's a fucking girl from like 40 minutes fucking north of us. And I was like, oh yeah, like fuck, sorry about them. They're fucking assholes and shit. She's like, oh, no worries. And we start talking. I was like, oh, it's my birthday next week. She's like, oh fuck yeah, that's cool. Like, you can do anything. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing anything, whatever. She's like, oh, come up to fucking the city and I'll buy you dinner. And I was like, fuck yeah. And I was like, yo, you got, and this is like so infant that there was like, she didn't even have a picture on her computer of herself. So I'm just going by how she's talking. And I'm like, she seemed really cool. So I was like, yeah, like, I can come up to the fucking city and you can buy me dinner, sure. But I'm going to bring my buddy. She's like, yeah, no problem. So we figured it out. We're going to go up that weekend and fucking she's going to buy us Pizza Hut fucking pizza. Like, fuck yeah, getting some free pizza. I was broke at the time. I didn't have a job. My buddy, Brad, he was broke, didn't have a job at the time. So we fucking drive up in my mom and dad's van, and there's no gas. She told me she was going to give me some money, too. Like, who wouldn't go? So we go up, and we meet her, and oh my God. Like, we park in the Pizza Hut parking lot, and then we just see her car. Little tiny fucking Corolla come up, and then you just see her get out of her car. And she looked like a Viking. Like, long blonde hair, giant shoulders. She looked like a fucking linebacker on a fucking football team. And my buddy Brad's like, yo, that's Deke. I'm like, no, Brad. She promised me money and pizza, and we are going to get that. He's like, all right, man, fuck. So we go meet her, and she's actually pretty cool. She's fucking shooting the shit with us. We go in, and we're, you know, we order pizza, and she's like, you know, honestly, she's like, I just feel really weird being here with just you two. Like, can I go get my friend? She's a cop. And we're like, your friend's a cop? And she's like, oh, yeah, she's like 4 years older than us. Like, she's been a cop for a couple months. Like, we're like fucking, but fucking almost, I'm 17 years old. And fucking, this chick is 17, and she's bringing some like 21 or whatever year old cop. I was like, yeah, sure, that's fine, go ahead. So she leaves Pizza Hut. We're still sitting there. And it's like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Like, she's still not showing up. Like, oh, fuck you. Dude, she fucking dined and dashed on us. We're fucked. And my buddy Brad's like, bro, I have no money. And I was like, bro, I have no gas money or any fucking food money. So we're like sitting there. And my buddy Brad is like, he's a little bitch. So he's like, man, like, I'm not dying and dashing. Call your dad. And I'm like, fuck you. Like, fuck you. I'm not doing that. What the fuck's going to happen? And then, like, all of a sudden, like, fucking 40 minutes later, like, we've eaten the pizza that's come. And she finally rolls in with this little tiny fucking 5 foot cop. And she's like, her name's Pam, the cop. And we're like, oh, hey, how are you doing? She's like, oh, fuck, good. And we had a great time. Fuck yeah. So the girl's like, hey, like, you know, since it's your birthday in, like, fucking a couple days or whatever, like, do you want to come party at my house? Like, I got tons of booze. I got anything you want. I got video games. I got an in-ground pool. I got a fucking Olympic-sized trampoline. I was like, an Olympic-sized pool? She's like, no, I have an Olympic-sized trampoline. I'm like, is there trampolines in the fucking Olympics? And she's like, yeah, there actually is. Oh, okay, well, fuck, like, I'll come up to your house, like, fuck yeah. So she, after we were about to leave, she hands me an envelope with a birthday card in it, with $50 in it. What fucking 17-year-old gives another 17-year-old $50 on their birthday, and buys them, like, $60 of pizza? Like, something's going on. So I was like, fuck it, we go back home, and I start telling my other buddy, fucking, we'll call him Gojo. So Gojo is a piece of shit, fucking not in school, alcoholic, complete piece of shit. And anything free, he's down for. So as soon as we told him, hey, we got all free, we're going to get free booze, we're going to get free food, and it's like in-ground pool, huge trampoline. He's like, I'm fucking there. All right, sweet. So that following weekend was my birthday. I think it was like a day before my birthday. So we fucking go up, or we call her up, we're like, yo, we can't get a ride. Can you come pick us up? She's like, yeah, sure, I'll come down and get you guys. It's only like 40 minutes away. She comes down, picks us up. Well, as she picks us up, like, we all come out, and we're like, she's like, yeah, I'm like really tired. Like, can you drive? And I like look down. I only have like, I think I had like my G1 at the time. I don't even know if I think I just got my G2. So I was like, I don't know how to drive standard. She's like, fuck, looks at Brad. Brad, you know how to drive standard? He's like, no. Looks at Gojo. Gojo, you know how to drive standard? He's like, fuck yeah, I know how to drive standard. Fuck yeah. Gojo has no license, no G1, he has nothing, he's just a piece of shit. So he gets in the fucker seat, or gets in the driver's seat, and we start driving up to her house. And like, I don't know much about driving standard, like I know the basics, but I know that you don't skip gears while you're driving. So we were like driving, going like whatever it was, you can hear her car, it's like a little Corolla, it's like, he's like shifting like it's fucking the Fast and the Furious, like, I'm like, man, you're gonna blow her engine. He's like, fucking calm down. He's like, I've been drinking a bit. Gojo, you been drinking? He's like, yeah, I had a Mickey before we left. Like, holy fuck. So all of a sudden we're driving, we're like 10 minutes from her place, and these cops drive by us, and all of a sudden he like looks, you can see him looking in the rearview mirror, like pulls off in this fucking side street, like, all right, you should drive now. And she's like, why? I thought you had your license. He's like, yeah, I lied. I don't have my license. And she's like, motherfucker. So she gets in and starts and drives us to her house. And it's like, we were like 17 years old. You know what I mean? Like, you don't really, unless, hang on, I'm taking a pee. Piss break. Oh, Jesus. Get her out. Anyways, so, you know, we're 17. We've never really seen real money. Like, we all had, like, a rich friend. You know, their dad made 50 an hour or something stupid. We pull up to this, like, it was a mansion. fucking full-blown mansion. We're like, what the fuck? What the fuck does your dad do for a living? And she's like, oh, my mom's a doctor, and my dad's the head of medicine at this so-and-so fucking hospital. I was like, dude, how much does your dad make a year? She's like, oh, I think he makes something like $850,000 a year. I was like, holy fuck. And she wasn't lying. Like, this mansion was like indoor pool, fucking trampoline, like the size of my entire property. It was just like, there you could literally fit like 30 people on this trampoline. And we walk into her house and she bought us like so much alcohol. It was ridiculous. It was like, at that time, I really loved Jack Daniel's whiskey. So she bought me a 40 of Jack Daniel's whiskey. She bought Gojo 24 beers, and she bought Brad 24 beers. I was like, boys, we're getting fucked up. Like, let's have a good time and celebrate my birthday. So we're in there, and I was like, yo, where are your friends? Like, you said you were going to, like, bring friends and shit. And she's like, oh, like, I'm sorry. Like I couldn't get any of them to come. And, like, my friend Pam, the cop, is working tonight until, like, 1 o'clock. So, like, she'll probably pop by after. I'm like, all right, like, mental note. Somehow get the fuck out of here before 1 a.m., before the cop shows up. It's like, no, that wasn't going to happen. So we just start drinking and drinking and drinking in the fucking pool, on the trampoline, just having a fucking ball of a time. And like I said, I was drinking whiskey. And when I drink whiskey, I get a little fucking retarded. So, as I said, my friend at the time, Gojo, was a piece of shit. No job, nothing. I was like, hey, Gojo. I was like, I'll give you fucking 40 bucks if you fuck that fat girl. He's like, fuck you. I'm not fucking that fat girl. I was like, dude, do it. He's like, all right, 40 bucks. All right, deal. So we're all drinking, and the fat girl's drinking with us too. She's slamming back whiskey. She's slamming back all this shit. And then, like, next thing you know, she goes in the house, and we're like, where the fuck is she? And I go in the house, and she's, like, laying on the floor. And I was like, what the fuck? And I thought she was having a fucking heart attack or something. I was like, are you okay? She's like, oh, I'm fine. She's like, I'm a diabetic, and my blood sugar is really low, and I drink. Just let me sleep it off. We're like, all right. You just gave us full fucking run of your mansion. We were running around, cranking fucking music. Just fucking stupid high school shit, right? And then it just started to get really not good. And so, like, we're fucking wasted, and the girl comes out, she's like, oh, hey, like, I really like your friend Gojo. I was like, oh, he'll fuck you, he'll fuck anyone, like, do it. So all of a sudden, she's like, goes over to Gojo, she's like, come upstairs, and I'll fuck the shit out of you. Gojo looks over, he's like, 40 bucks. We're like, yeah, man, 40 bucks. I was like, you know what, Brad, let's go hide in the closet and watch them fuck. He's like, that sounds like a good idea, let's go. We run up before them, get in her closet. We find her room, get in her closet. And then they just come in, and it was like the ugliest sex I've ever seen. It was just like this little tiny ball of fur on this big blonde Viking bitch, just fucking slamming her. So me and Brad are in the closet watching this, laughing our asses off. We're like, oh my God, what the fuck? And then she's like, she figured out we were in the closet. She's like all drunk. She's like, there's somebody in the closet. And then I'm in the closet, I'm like, no, there's not. She's like, yes, there is. I'm like, no, there's not. Keep fucking. And then she, like, just hops off the bed, ass naked, opens up the closet door. She's like, if you guys want to watch us fuck, you should have just asked. And we're like, oh, really? Like, no, we don't want to watch anymore. We got our tickets worth for that. We got our tickets worth of entertainment for the night. We're done. So we walk out. All of a sudden, Gojo jumps up. He's like, you fuckers fucking promised me $40. She clearly heard that. Like, oh, fuck no. So she's like, what the fuck, $40? And we're like, oh, no, it's just a joke. Like, we're just joking with him, whatever. She's like, all right, whatever. She starts slamming my Jack Daniels. And then she's just blackout drunk. We're like, all right, like, let's fucking find a ride home. We start calling all our boys and shit. And our one buddy's like, I'll come get you. But I want fucking $20. Like, all right, man. Like, we'll give you 20 bucks. We didn't have 20 bucks. So he's coming to pick us up. And all of a sudden, we get everything clean. Like, we didn't clean up, but we got all our shit. We're about to leave. And this fucking big, fat blonde chick is on the floor. On the floor, calling her friend Pam, the cop. And she's like, they fucking raped me for a case of beer. And I was like, yo, you just said the R word. No one raped you. That's fucking bullshit. It was a bet. Yeah, that's fucking horrible. And then all of a sudden you can just hear on the other line, I'll be there in 2 seconds. Like, oh, fuck, the cop's coming. And, like, this is before I went to school to become, like, a cop. So, like, I kind of knew what she was going to do. She's going to take each of us individually and get a story and then piece together the truth, right? So me, Gojo, and Brad were just like, man, okay, we all need to fucking get our story straight. So we made up this fucking story that she basically had us up, got us drunk. She got drunk, tried to sleep with every one of us. We all turned her down and she got upset and just got drunk. It's like, all right, let's just fucking fly with that. Sure enough, the cop shows up, does exactly what I thought she would do. And it's like, all of a sudden she comes, I was the first one, then Brad, then Gojo. Then she comes back to me and she's like, hey, just so you know, and I just want to apologize. It's like, why are you apologizing? She's like, honestly, she does this shit all the fucking time. I'm like, wait, she has guys over here and gives them booze and tries to fuck them? And she's like, yeah, like, she's really, like, has an issue with her, like, weight and her looks. So she just, like, gets guys drunk and then, like, tries to fuck them. And when they won't fuck her, she gets all upset. I was like, well, that's just fucking irresponsible and dangerous. Jesus. I'm just trying to act all sober. She's like, yeah. She's like, I'll give you guys a ride into town. Like, and like, cause she lived in like this richy neighborhood outside of the city. So this cop is like, yeah, like, I'll give you guys a ride back. It's all good. So we come outside. She's driving a cruiser, like the city cruiser. She's like, yeah, you guys jump in. I jump in the front, whatever. She drives us to Taco Bell in this city. And she's like, yeah, like, I just really want to apologize again. I'm like, stop apologizing. And I'm like, I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to get home because my buddy wants $20 for a ride home and he's right there. So we need to figure it out. She's like, oh, fuck, don't even worry about it. The cop reaches in her fucking pocket, pulls out a $50 bill, big red bill, Canadian red bill. She's like, here's $50. Give him the 50 and thank him and apologize. Like, holy fuck. All right, girl. Fuck yeah. Well, from the cop car to walk into my buddy's car, I apparently had a stroke. Because I apparently, in my mind, instead of her saying, give this to your buddy and thank him, I heard, go get $50 worth of Taco Bell. So if sure enough, I walk in. The boy's like, yo, she gave you money? I'm like, yeah, she gave us money for Taco Bell. They're like, man, don't give that to fucking our buddy who picked us up. I'm like, oh, I'll give him the change. Like, there'll be so much change. I go in the Taco Bell. And this is in 2001. So 2001 Taco Bell, if anybody remembers, you can get 50 tacos for $50. Yeah, I got 50 tacos for $50. So I was walking out of that Taco Bell with fucking six bags of fucking tacos. And my buddies were like, bro, where's the change? I was like, oh, fuck, I got 50 fucking tacos. We're good. Man, my buddy that drove up to pick us up was so motherfucking mad. He's like, sorry, bud, I'll hit you back later. He drove us home, not a big deal. Next morning, I'm fucking hungover. I wake up and my phone's ringing, my fucking house, one of my parents. And it's like this girl. And she's like, hey. I'm like, hey. She's like, do you remember what happened last night? I was like, yeah, I remember some of it. She's like, I just want to apologize. I'm so sorry for all the shit that I did. I was like, no, it's no big deal. Like, everybody gets drunk and shit, so fuck it. Who gives a fuck? Like, your friend was really cool and everything. She's like, okay. She's like, but I want to have another party. Like, I want to have, like, an actual birthday party where I invite my friends and then you invite your friends. So I was like, all right. I'm like, well, my birthday's tomorrow, so do you want to do that? She's like, yeah, I do. I'm like, all right. So I told Gojo again. I told fucking Brad. I was like, she wants to do it again. And Gojo's like, fuck it. I'm telling everybody. This fucking little hairy, ugly fuck went and just told everybody in our friend circle that there was a party that we could rob and just cause shit. So sure enough, we all went back up the very next night. And I think she had three friends. And her three friends were like, fuck this, we're out of here. We're not staying for this shit show. And we had, I think it was like 15, 20 guys at her house, in her in-ground pool, on her trampoline, cranking her sound system, running around looking through her parents' shit and all this crap. I was like, man, this is getting right out of control. Like, we need to fucking leave. Like, this is like, she's definitely going to call the cops. And sure enough, she was smart. She stayed sober this time. So she kept running up to me. She's like, what the fuck's going on? Your friends are destroying my house. I'm like, yeah, like, they're out of control. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, call the cops. And she's like, all right. And she called the cops. So I was like, fucking, I'm like, all right, I'm leaving. I walk out. Every one of the guys is gone except my ride, Brad. I was like, where the fuck did everyone go? Brad's like, I don't know, but they told us to meet them at Taco Bell. Like, all right. So we drive in the fucking, into the city and go to Taco Bell again. And there's like all these guys around the car, all our buddies. Like, what are you guys doing? Like, man, look what we fucking found at her house. I was like, oh, what'd you guys steal? Fuck. And like, they open up the trunk and it's like 4 pounds of weed. Like 4 pounds of fucking marijuana. I'm like, what? And I didn't smoke weed at that time. So I was like, what? Like, I thought 4 pounds of weed to me was like $100,000. I was like, what the fuck? They're like, man, this is like fucking $8,000 worth of weed. I was like, holy fuck, give me some. I took it and I think I gave it away. But like these guys, whoever it was that took it, they ended up selling this shit all at one time. And I think they actually made like fucking $4,000 off it. It's like, Jesus Christ. Like, yeah, we need to X this out and fucking chill out. So the next day, it was like, I get a call from her. And she's like, yeah, like my parents are going to be home in 2 days. And I want my dad's weed back. I was like, listen, I was like, I think it's already sold. And I don't even know who did it. She's like, my fucking dad is going to come for you. Dude. I was like, yeah, tell your doctor dad not to fucking keep 4 pounds of weed in his fucking closet. Like, that's number one what you should not fucking do. And I was like, furthermore, I'm like, what's he going to tell the cops? Is he going to tell the cops who stole his fucking 4 pounds of weed? Huh? And like, by the way, all his like growing equipment and all that shit is in your garage. And I'm like, they took that too. She's like, you guys are motherfuckers. And I was like, I'm not a motherfucker. Those guys are. You learned your lesson. And, you know, kind of go with that. Lesson learned, move on. She's like, fuck you. I was like, all right, take care. Fuck it. And that was it. I never fucking heard from her again. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. I was like, you guys all gotta fucking calm down. Like, it was just too much shit. We could have went to, we narrowly escaped jail. And then it's like, the next thing you know, it's like fucking 4 pounds of fucking weed. And I think I think after I heard about it, like, people stole her indoor, like, speakers. And they stole her outdoor speakers. Like, she got robbed fucking blind. And I kind of fucking still feel bad about that to this day, but either way, fuck it. It was a time. It was a good birthday week. It was a lot of partying for 1 week of a birthday. But fuck it. 23 minutes. That's probably my top 5 stories I have just because it was so fucked up. But anyways, motherfuckers, get fucked up. Have a good weekend.